This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says Medicaid cuts in the Republican budget bill will throw hundreds of thousands of Coloradans off their health care. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The GOP says they aim to cut waste, fraud, and abuse, but Polis told a small group of health care leaders the changes will jeopardize hospitals, making it harder for them to keep their doors open.
Many rural health care providers won't be able to make it. We're going to lose rural providers with this. We're going to shift the cost of care onto everybody who buys insurance, gets insurance through their employer, will pay more. Employers will pay more. Bad for business and bad for workers.
The governor made the comments at a roundtable discussion in Broomfield. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Officials are considering feeding roadkill to wolves to protect livestock near Aspen. CPR Sam Brash.
Jeff Davis leads Colorado Parks and Wildlife. During a commission meeting last week, he said the state might employ what's known as diversionary feeding, basically offering the wolves a different source of food, like roadkill deer and elk.
When we talked with our counterparts in other states, has been shown to be effective, and we have considered that.
The hope is the tactic will protect livestock from the Copper Creek pack. Since last winter, the wolves have repeatedly killed calves at ranches near Aspen. Officials have already shot one of those wolves in an attempt to shift the pack's behavior. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The U.S. Air Force Academy is making some security changes. Visitors will need to use the South Gate to get in. The school near Colorado Springs announced over the weekend that the North Gate will no longer allow visitors, and visitors have to register for a pass. The Academy also tells visitors to plan for increased security and longer wait times at the South Gate. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have the chance for serious thunderstorms this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.